1071 CJCS FM. I'm Jamie Caudle. Let's continue our conversation with former station owners Steve and Carolyn Ray as we celebrate our CJCS 100th.
One of the other things that happened back way back then, I remember, was I think in 1984, might have been 83, we started the home show.
Right.
The CJCS Home and Garden Show every April. And it's still running. It's run by the Builders Association and the Rotary Club of Stratford.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's it was a huge thing in that we put all of the resources of the radio station into the home show and promoting the home show and running the home show. And I remember the first year of it, it was pretty archaic compared to what it is now. It was in the old agricultural center.
Yeah,
and oh my gosh, we had birds, we had all kinds of things.
It was the Agriplex.
It was the Ag Center. And, man, it was in rough shape at that point. And we ran it in there for many years until they built the new one.
So, yeah, and depending what livestock was there, maybe a week or two before or whatever.
And
there were odors.
It had a certain ambiance, the home show did.
But boy, what a legacy that was.
Yeah, fantastic.
That was Brian O'Neill that started that. That was his idea. Remember Brian?
Yeah.
Yep. And he was with Randy Williams and Pavel Paminger were sales reps at the time.
Okay.
And it was quite a place.
We're chatting with Steve and Carolyn Ray. It's our CJCS 100th, and we're going to get to when they took over the radio station as station owners. But then you, Steve, you transitioned, if you will, from program directing to sales?
That's correct. You know, I might not have been on the air for 10 years. I can't remember, honestly. I don't think I was. Was
I don't it? Think
no,
you were.
Okay.
Close.
But yeah,
close
something
enough.
Like that.
But radio
yes,
time.
It was
so we were still owned by Telemedia at that time, and the I used to carry a small list. I would have like 3 or 4 clients, and I'd just kind of look after them, and they were kind of slam dunks. They were people who always bought and continued to buy, and I learned a lot from that. But one day I was with the regional general vice president or whatever his title was at the time, and he turned to me one day and he said, "By the way, I think this was on a Tuesday." He says, "Friday is going to be your last day on the air." And I went, "Pardon?
Oh dear!"
And I went, "Uh-oh." And he says, "Don't worry. Starting Monday, you are the new sales manager." And I went, sales manager, my goodness.
And you hadn't entertained this, or was this just to a degree out of the blue? Or?
It was really out of the blue.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think that that was in the cards. Certainly, I might have gone into sales, but not as the sales manager. So I was really surprised by that. And so we did that for a few years, and then George Barr retired, and I managed to take over the general manager's job.
Wow. Now, Carolyn, when they transitioned into sales and then GM, what was that like for you during that time?
It was a logical step. Steve won most potential salesperson in college. So he does have that gift. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And I think that was the next progression because general manager, that you needed to know both sides of the industry. You needed to know the on-air and the sales to make anything happen.
All right. So now you're GM of the radio station.
Yeah, I'm the general manager. And it was really a lot of years of just learning, you know, not only sales, but how to manage people and how to manage the cash flow. But cash flow is different when it's a big company behind you than it is when it's your own company. So we ran it. I ran it for a few years as the general manager, and then I was in a plans meeting in London, and we have a new Telemedia president, Rob Hewitt, and he comes in and he says, "So what would you do if you owned the radio station?" And I said, "Oh, well, I'd flip it to FM and whatever." I'd get it, but I came in and answered. He says, "Well, tell you what, make me an offer."
Wow.
And I went, "Really? Okay, sure." And it took about 30 seconds to realize that if I didn't make an offer, We would be moving. We would be out of a job.
Yeah.
Somebody else would.
Somebody else comes in, they buy the radio station, they change things, the first thing that goes is the general manager.
Always.
So we'd be out.
Yeah, and this was when Telemedia was selling off its radio stations, is that fair?
It sold off three little radio stations because Rob felt that the radio station business needed to be big. So they wanted to be a big coast-to-coast operator of all large radio stations. So these were three small radio stations. They sold Midland, they sold Bracebridge, and they sold Stratford at the same time. And so they offered both Midland and Stratford to the managers. And that was me and Paul Larsh. And they offered it to the general manager of the radio station in Bracebridge, and he turned it down. So Chris Grossman ended up buying it, and who is the person who ended up buying the radio station from us.
Okay, I hadn't realized that. That's
all cyclical, you know.
Oh. Now, Carolyn, when Steve comes home with the news,
it's easy to pull money out of midair, of course, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We spend a lot of our time trying to do that. Again, Steve's always had motivation. He carried a card in his wallet from college when I first met him that said, "One day I will own a radio station." So that was going back to Bob Proctor's theory, and this is what you do. So really, every decision had been made with that in mind. So for him to have that as a goal and then it to materialize was just what he expected it to happen.
There you go. And we're so thankful that you did. Kept a CJCS, a Stratford station, and local.
Well, yeah. And our philosophy was keep it as local as possible. So have a news staff that would go out and cover, you know, every event that they could. Get people to call in, get all of that information, keep it circulating through here. And it was also kind of like the start of the internet as well. And so we started CJCSradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a huge purveyor of information as well. And just supported what we did here.
Yeah, it's amazing that technology from the 80s, like you think you have to go way, way back for all the changing technology. My goodness.
Yeah, this was in 96.
Yeah.
So we bought it in 1996. And boy, it was, there were some struggles at times. What we didn't know about cash flow was quite amazing, but we sure learned a lot about it fast.
Well, we're so glad you purchased the radio station. And so we're at CJCS. We're still on Ontario Street. You still have thoughts of flipping it to FM. Before we get to that, let's talk about the 75th anniversary, the big CJCS gala that folks may not even remember.
That's right. We held it at the Fleck Marquee at the Stratford Festival. Lloyd Robertson, came and did the MC work. We had about 100 people there. You were there.
Yep, absolutely. Wonderful. What a night. What a night.
Yeah, and it was magic because we just felt that it needed to be celebrated because there weren't many radio stations. There aren't many radio stations that started in 1924. The first radio station in Canada started in 1922. Mm. That's only 2 years before what happened here in Stratford with 10AK and the start in the back of Higgins Hardware Store in downtown Stratford. And it only broadcast like a few hours a day just so that he could sell crystal radio sets. Well, if I'm going to sell radios, I guess I better have something for them to hear. Right? So that was his reason for starting it, Milford Higgins. CJCS. I don't know if you know where the call letters come from.
In terms of CJ, now is
CJCS,
it?
CJCS.
Clarence?
Clarence Snellgrove.
Okay.
Yes. So Clarence Snellgrove is where the CS comes from. Oh. And he was the one that named it in 1932, I think it was.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
From the 10AKA transition, I guess, to CJCS thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Jack Kent Cook was one of the, of course, who owned the Washington Redskins at the time, one point in his life, and went on to become a very, very, very wealthy man through working in media. But one of his very first starts was as the general manager of CJCS.
Yeah, incredible. We'll continue our conversation with former station owner Steve and Carolyn Ray next hour with our CJCS 100th right here on 107.1 CJCS.